Okay, Duchess, this is side two of my Happy New Year's tape. The 10 boxes, Duchess, best I can remember, 4 of them have the elephants in it, 1 has the bow, 1 is the footlocker, 1 has a vase, 1 is the colored TV, and I think they used 2 boxes for the stereo. The stereo came in 3 boxes, you know, when I sent it from Hong Kong, but I think they crated it in 2. So that would be a total of 10 boxes, Duchess. Dear Gussie. Oh, by the way, dear Gussie is just something that Betty used to say so much last year. I think it's an old story from her family or something, but she just has me saying it all the time, dear Gussie. And so I do use it frequently, I know. But anyway, I don't know what you're going to do. I'm really a little worried about it because I know that you can't lift anything and you can't bend. But if you could just store the stuff in the sun porch, maybe? The vase you can open. Well, it's light, Duchess. The light ones, like the vase and the bow, those are probably only 2, and the others you need help with. The TV I would open and go ahead and use it. See how it works, colored TV. It's not a very big screen, but it's heavy. It's 40 pounds or something. And so you need assistance with that. The elephants, go ahead and uncrate those. You can uncrate everything, you know, but I don't think you want to uncrate the stereo, because unless we're going to set it up. And I think you have enough stereo right now in that house that you don't need 2 more speakers and an amplifier. That's all it is 2 speakers and an amplifier. Anyway, in the footlocker, Duchess, there's a lot of goodies. I made a list out. There's not a list in the locker, but I can send you this one. In the footlocker, let me tell you, there's a lot of junk in it, but you don't have to open it, but if you want to, go ahead. There's lots of stuff in there that you can be interesting. You really can't use too many things. It's a lot of junk. There's 6 beaded sweaters, though, Duchess, in the footlocker. These are the things I bought in Hong Kong. There's a knife that somebody gave me as a present. There's a 60-millimeter mortar ashtray. There's a set of jungle fatigues. You might want to put those on. There's 1 sweatshirt there. There's that old bathrobe, Duchess, that we bought, the 2 that looked alike, you know. Long, many years ago. 2 pair of shorts. You can go ahead. Any of the clothes are the old clothes, Duchess, and I use them for more or less for packing. I can't use all the clothes I have here. I mean, I have some things I never use, so I thought I might just as well use them for packing material. There's a couple of wallets in there. There's a scrapbook that somebody gave me. There's a set of screwdrivers. A couple pair of shoes. My lizard pocketbook and shoes are in there. Might want to see those. There's a puzzle and a letter opener and there's 5 boxes of perfume. I don't think you have to open all 5 boxes. You might want to open 1, which would be all right. They're all the same. Or not, there's 2 kinds, really. And, there's a suit in there, Duchess. It's the old suit we were trying for special services, you know, I think I told you about it. We were testing a uniform back a few months ago. Anyway, I never wear that silly thing anymore. And there's 2 hats. I sent that. You might be able to wear that suit. I don't know. It's a 3-piece suit, blue. It's in there. There's some slacks in there. These are things I brought over and have never worn them in all the time I've been in Vietnam. There's a brass iron, Duchess, that Tom gave me. It's just lovely. It's an antique thing. And we just put it with the rest of our brass. Very functional. There's some hand towels. There's a straw basket. Oh, I've got several pair of beggar's beads. I sent all these things because some of it I just like to keep to give away as gifts, you know, when the time comes. I don't want to give everything away this time because I never have anything. If something comes up and I want to give somebody something, I don't have anything to give them. I know what you'd like in there, Duchess. The pictures I bought in the communist store in Hong Kong, there's a large picture that was wrapped in Hong Kong, and I never unwrapped it. I don't know if it'll be broken or not. You'll have to be very careful, Duchess, because a lot of the things are fragile. And there's two small pictures, and they're wrapped up with Chinese communist paper. I left the paper on it. And so those things are in there. And what else? There's some more ashtrays and beggar's beads, and there's a few small things. Oh, some ivory earrings in the pocketbook itself. I put it in there. And that's about it. Aren't those interesting things to have in my footlocker? Anyway, all that's in the footlocker, and it's on its way. Now, I mailed it, Duchess. I sent it out of here, took it to Whole Baggage. What a mess that was. On the 28th of December, Monday, last Monday. And they said it would take about 3 weeks. I'm not going to be very upset if those elephants are broken. I mean, I will, but I really won't. They stand a 50% chance of getting home unbroken. That's how hard it is to ship them. And these are crated. They're all crated. But still, the merchandise will go by air to the West Coast. But it's always getting it from the West Coast to the East Coast that is a problem. Now, when Betty sent stuff home, when she went home in the spring, she said all her stuff was there when she got home. And that she took about 2 weeks getting home. So I would estimate somewhere in the middle of January or so, Duchess, you should be getting this stuff. But just remember, it's 10 crates, and you cannot manage them by yourself. No way. I'd be very anxious to hear if the elephants and the vase got home without being broken. I really would be just delighted if, you know, they might get chipped too. But anyway, that's why I sent four, see if we can save at least a couple out of them. 50%, maybe we'll be lucky, who knows. But at least we tried. And then I think you'll be very delighted with the TV. Be anxious to see how that works. And the stereo, I would just leave crated, I think, that just, unless you want to open it, it's okay by me. But it's just two speakers and a little amplifier. Anyway, you're going to have Christmas all over again in January. Oh, dear. I was so happy to get it out of here, though. I debated, you know. I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't send it at this time. But if I have to go north in 2 weeks, Duchess, I hate to leave all that stuff here in this room, even though I lock up my room. I have to put an outside lock because the maid has a key. I have a latch outside the door. But I wanted to get rid of most of it. That leaves me two footlockers in my room, which is no problem. They really are no, they don't take up that much room. So, we'll see. Remember, I mailed it on the 28th. It'd take about 3 weeks, they said. Now, it could take, you know, 6 weeks. I don't know. But, and actually, I don't have that much here. The rest of the stuff I have here is mostly things I wear, clothing. I do have a plaque or two that I couldn't fit in there. The IG plaque, you know, and then I have this sword now that Vera gave me. I started to send the sword, but then I had to have it chrome-plated, so I had to take it back. Everybody needs a sword. Anyway, so, what else did I have to tell you? I may just leave this because it's getting late and I have to go to supper. Ha ha. All in all, the holidays were pretty good, pretty good. I didn't go to the office today, and I didn't get last night's mail, so maybe I have a letter from you. I don't know. I try to respond to things, you know, as I go along. I owe so much mail, Duchess. Oh, little notes and stuff. Maybe, once Bill leaves, as I say, I think I'll have more time, too. But I won't have that much time here. Then I go up to Natrang. I have mixed feelings about going there. I really do. Oh, well, I just will be living out of a suitcase again, you know, and I hate to ship all my stuff up there because everything in this country is so indefinite, just so indefinite. Don't know what's happening. Keeps changing all the time. Let's see. Just can't. I have my two wigs here. I was debating about sending those. And I didn't, The Foot Locker is pretty well packed. In fact, I could have put more things in it. Just a couple small items, but I need things, some things over here. And so most of my shoes are falling apart. I don't mind too much. I have enough pair, I think, pairs of shoes. So a lot of things I think I'll just discard. Most of the clothes in that trunk, Duchess, are things you have seen 100 years ago. But as I said, I'm not wearing them, so if you want to wear them, go ahead. And I did use them primarily to get rid of them and then for packing. So I'm going to sign off for just a little bit. I'll come back later. Bye. Duchess, one thing I just thought of. If you can call the bank or if you get a statement, I would like to know how much money I have in my savings account. You know, I mentioned this before, I think. I used to get a statement once a month, I think, up until last summer. And then I haven't received a statement. It's been 6 or 7 months. I have a pretty good idea, but I'd just like to confirm with the bank. I get my deposit slips, Duchess, but if you could call them, or maybe you get a statement. I don't know. Maybe they send it to you. Just to find out what the, how much money I do have in the bank savings account. Okay? Nothing, you don't have to do it right away. I mean, it's not urgent. I just have a general idea, right? I have to make out income tax. I didn't make out last year, as you know. I never did. I really should get someone to, I probably should just do it myself, Duchess. I know how to do it. I just get lazy. But I might wait now and make 2 of them out at one time. That could make a big difference, particularly if I owe the government some money, which I hope is not the case, right? Okay, I'm going to get dressed so I can go up to the Chinese restaurant. Talk with you in a little bit. Bye. Hi, Duchess. It's still the new year. It's about 10 after 10 in the evening. And I returned just a little while ago from our dinner up at the Mandarin Chinese restaurant. It was very, very nice. I was the only female, and they were all lieutenant colonels and full colonels of the IG section. The IG section has many sections, and so there were about, 12 of us all together. And we had a private room. We had a very nice Chinese dinner. Before we went to dinner, I went over to Bill's room and we had one drink, and he made me some weird concoction. He didn't have scotch and he didn't have gin for a martini. You see, he leaves in 2 days, so he's low on all his liquor supplies, and he wouldn't let me come into my room and make one, so he made this, I don't know what it was, Duchess, but anyway, when I got a martini that at the restaurant when I got there, it didn't hit well, and I thought, oh, I hope I'm not going to be sick. I wasn't. Well, after I had some food in, I felt in my stomach, I felt much better. But anyway, and so it was very pleasant. I wore my bitchy black dress, and I felt nice. I think I looked rather nice. So it was very, very nice. One of his colonels, a Colonel Smith, he's 39 years old. He had a heart attack, which led to a stroke, I think a few weeks ago. And he's been more or less in a coma. And his temperature today was 106. He's practically paralyzed, totally. Anyway, before the dinner, they didn't have any big celebration, you know, holiday party, because of this man being so ill. But this evening, just before we sat down to dinner, Bill asked everyone to bow heads and say a prayer for Colonel Smith, although there was no hope for him. And then just about 30 minutes ago, when we got back, we stopped and had another drink, and Bill's phone rang, and it was the hospital informing him that he had passed away at about 6:30 this evening. And that's just when we gathered together for this dinner. So it was kind of sad, but the man, was in such poor condition right along, there was never any hope for him. So I guess in the long run, it was the best thing that could happen to him. Anyway, it's kind of sad for a New Year Day. But all in all, it was a good evening. And, oh dear. Oh, I meant to tell you, last night at midnight, I opened the door and went out to let the New Year in, right? Isn't that what you have to do? And at night, they send off flares around the compound. And they're very common. You see them all the time. They shoot them out on the perimeter, so it lights up the perimeter. Well, last night at midnight, everybody that was on the perimeter must have been shooting, because the whole sky was lit up with all these different colored flares. And it was just like 4th of July fireworks. It was very nice. I'm sure they just, you know, just for celebrating purposes. Anyway, my tape is running out slowly but surely, and hopefully I can get it in the mail in the morning. I'm sure there are many other things I wanted to tell you, none of which I can ever remember when I'm making these silly things, but on the whole, everything is just fine, and I certainly hope you're doing well. And I get to the office tomorrow, see if there's any mail, and possibly make another tape next week, right? Amen. I'll get some more sun, too. Meanwhile, just take care. Tell everyone hello, will you please? Might even get to write a few notes. Who knows? Be sure and thank Eileen for that very nice package she sent. That was just delightful. Tell her I ate almost all the cookies at one sitting. Take care. Bye-bye.